I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Monday, November 25th, 2013 to order and call on Sue Clayton to offer an opening prayer. Sue?
Father, how we thank you for this day and this season of celebration. We thank you, Father, for the blessings that you have given us. We thank you, Father, for this county that we live in, and we pray your protection upon it. We ask, Father, that you would be with this meeting today. I ask, Father, for your blessings upon it, and that you would be with all that need your help today. Amen.
Commissioner Strahan, if you'd lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Where'd I lay my phone?
Nervous.
Are there commission remarks from any commissioner before we begin the formal agenda? As a reminder to the public, the courthouse will be closed this Thursday and Friday in honor of Thanksgiving and a Thanksgiving holiday. Mr. Atchley, could you join us, you and Bonita? This morning we have a certificate of appreciation. Mr. Atchley, if you will lead us into this with a few comments. After you're finished, I'll make a note or two and open it up to the commission.
Well, today we're recognizing David Clemenson for his 20 years of service on the Taney County Board of Adjustment. He's been on the Board of Adjustment for 20 years, and of those 20 years, he served as the chairman for 12. And Dave is going to be leaving us at the end of this year, and he's going to be sorely missed. He's been a great asset to the county and to this board for sure.
Let me note very quickly that I've known Dave for a long time. Dave and I served together back in the 80s on the Skaggs Board of Directors, I think is when I first formally conducted any business in the position, at least, of serving as a servant of a committee. And Dave was an outstanding member of that board, and we have been, I think, hard to find the words. We've been, I wanted to say entrusted, but we have enjoyed Dave and Dave's service to this county for the 20 years that he served on the Board of Adjustments. And I know that there are a lot of committees that the county has, and this is not one of those that people run up to you with grateful hearts and a handshake to thank you for the great work that you did, because every issue that comes before the Board of Adjustment, there's two sides. And one of those sides is not going to be happy when the final decision is made. But Dave has treated everybody the same, rich, poor, man, woman, regardless of race, the same on every decision that he personally has made on this board, and he is to be commended greatly for the service that he has given to Taney County. Danny?
I think one of the greatest compliments that you can have as you serve on any board, and I've heard this from members of the Board of Adjustment that have served with Dave, about his professionalism, his knowledge of the process and procedures that go along with serving on a board that has been mentioned that not everyone is happy with. But the board members that have served with Dave have made comments to me of their appreciation for him and how hard he's going to be to replace, if you can replace someone like that. So we as service to Taney County, Dave has been a great benefit, and we all appreciate the job he's done.
Dave, if you come up, we'd like to present you with a certificate of appreciation for your 20 years of service to Taney County while serving with the Board of Adjustments. We're going to come up and join you. That's all right.
give us one of these words as long as
I'll read it. Certificate of Appreciation to David Clemenson for 20 years of service on the Taney County Board of Adjustment and 12 years as chairman. Thank you, Dave, for giving your personal time to serve the public and the dedication you share with us in addressing the many issues we have been involved in over the past few years. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor as you consider the amount of time that's been invested. I just didn't want to die in office, so
I didn't want you to.
No.
to let somebody else take over the reins, but I appreciate this very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We do appreciate it.
Thanks for the word, Greg, or Danny.
Thank you so much.
You be careful going home.
Exactly. Yes.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bonita.
Thank you.
Nikki, would you check with Mr. Erickson regarding these bid recommendations, or are those just they're not in here? We had listed on the agenda bid recommendation for electronic poll books and for HVAC replacement at the airport. Both have been rescheduled. I see. Thank you. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 337681 through 337740, doing two transfers from transfer station to R&B and from building and grounds to R&B, and then also warrant 5880.
So I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve checks number 337 through 681 through 337740, warrant number 5880, a transfer from a journal entry from transfer station to road and bridge salaries and a journal entry from buildings and grounds to R&B. With that stated, let me note that there are two transfers that are being held for further discussion. And for the treasurer's office and for the auditor's office, we'll make that known on the sheets that you have for us here. Just in quick discussion, we noticed that there are some transfers regarding elections that we have questions about. One seemed to be a transfer of an expense to a revenue line item. We can't do that, so we will be discussing that. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Slid right through.
Don, did you have a question? I'm sorry? We will. I'll drop by and chat with you about them. There are multiple questions about a couple of those funds, so we want to go over those. Thank you. And MoDOT monthly update. We got a call earlier from Beth Schaller. She was going to try to be here, but she was not sure she was going to get here. I think that they're pretty busy with some of their roads and bridges. And we are waiting on a discussion regarding some insurance potential changes regarding our dental program. And we're awaiting the arrival of those individuals from a company that represent us at Broker of Record. And I believe we should stand in recess until they arrive. Any other questions until that time?
The other two bids have been, is that what Nikki was saying?
Yeah, both have been rescheduled. Okay. MoDOT will wait to hear for Beth. It seems that this little bit of weather is causing a number of people a lot of trouble. So I would note to you, if you're listening, be careful on our roads. Let's stand in recess until those individuals arrive.